Gracias. Thank you so much.
It is, it's incredible. You're back in the big screen.
Yes.
A great movie.
Thank you.
For single moms, para las madres solteras, like me. I loved it from beginning to end.
Thank you.
And háblame un poquito de la película. Talk to me a little about the movie.
Well, the movie is about a woman, una mujer que she really is at a point in her life where she has everything kind of together. You know, she has her group of friends, su propio negocio, she has her own business. And there's just something missing. There's something missing, and she decides that she wants to have a baby on her own, and she hasn't found that person, so she's just go ahead and gonna do it.
For me, it was very ironic. Fue una ironía muy grande para mí, because I am Zoe.
Really?
I am that person planning, wanting another. I saw myself at the OBGYN about a month ago thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
I rescue animals constantly.
you are Zoe.
I am Zoe, and I have a great relationship with my grandmother. She's my, like, my compinche the whole time.
Yeah, she's your rock.
So it was like a deja vu, and I'm wondering, if Emily came to you tomorrow, so you got Emily, they say, Mommy, sorry, I haven't found Mr. Right. And Mr. Right now, but not Mr. Right. What do you think? What would you tell her? What would you advise at this point?
Advise her of what?
Of if she would go ahead and decide to do something like what Zoe is doing in the back of plan.
Oh, and go ahead and have a baby on her own?
On her own.
Well, I would have to say that from my own experience, I don't know if I could do it. And she, you know, of course she will always have to make her own decisions, but my advice would be, you know, it is hard to raise a child on your own. You know, I admire single mothers very much, and I think it's a very brave thing to take on your own. I would admire her as well if that was something that she chose to do, but I think I would feel like I would have to let her know how difficult it was for me, even with all the help that I have, and I have a husband, and I have family, and I have a nanny, and I have so many people, aunts, you know, that it was still difficult, you know, as a working mom to do.
How is it being Jennifer Lopez in an industry that's so aggressive at times? It's so, I mean, you've got it all together. I mean, you've got the, you had your clothesline, you had, you were singing, you were acting, and at the same time, the press sometimes can be so harsh on you. Do you pay attention to that?
Sometimes not. You know, not really. It's not a big part of my life, maybe as much as it is everybody else's on a daily basis. And I don't like go on the internet looking things up. Like that's I feel is destructive. Mm-hmm. You know, but you know, I feel very blessed in my life. You know, I've had a lot of great opportunities that I've made and tried always to make the most of, and you know. Part of the criticisms and the things that people write and say is part of the territory, and you have to take it with a grain of salt. And I think, you know, one of the things I'm most proud of is that I've been able to navigate through that without letting it affect me or make me, you know, an angry or a person or a jaded person. I still have a lot of the joy and happiness that I had, you know, making this movie as I had making my very first movie.
Well, I loved it. The backup plan reminds me so much of
Made
in Manhattan.
Yeah.
How do you, but it's interesting how you always remain so cool and nonchalant, even with the paparazzi situation. I would imagine, I mean, living with an entourage of people to protect you the whole time. ¿Cómo te sientes? ¿Cómo hace para mantener esa calma?
Well, I don't live with an entourage of people. You know, if I go out and I go out with the babies, sometimes I go myself with a family member, or I go with one security just to make sure everything's okay and that we're safe. But, you know, it's just something, again, that's part of the territory, and you have to learn to live with it. And you think, you know, you choose how your life is going to be. In the beginning, you don't really realize that when you first get into this business, that you have control over that type of thing. You think, oh, this is just how my life is, and this is what it's going to be, and I just have to live with it. And it's like, no, you can choose to not go to that place, or you can choose to not go out at that time. And, you know, you alter your life a little bit so you can, you know, maintain some of the privacy and sacredness of your private and home life.
Yeah, because you've been through a lot as well.
Oh, yeah.
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 ¿Cómo te preparas para una alfombra roja? The secret.
Pues, no hay mucho secreto, mucho maquillaje, mucho pelo, mucho joyería. Mm-hmm. Para mí es como cualquier mujer, you know, me siento como una princesa cuando estoy preparándome para uno de esos eventos de la alfombra roja. Me encanta, me encanta. Y siempre, como me encanta la ropa y los diferentes designers, different designers I love. You know, I love playing with the fashion, so I've always had a good time with it.
Una preguntita más, como soy de la radio. Estamos esperando algo nuevo de Jennifer.
Sí.
¿Cuándo llega? ¿En inglés y en español?
Pues en inglés y en español, los dos van a llegar a su tiempo. Primero estoy trabajando en lo de inglés. Y ojalá que este verano vamos a salir con algo nuevo. Y después, cuando eso está terminado, voy a empezar a trabajar el próximo that's what I meant to say. El próximo CD va a ser en español.
We're looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Muchas gracias.
Cultura pop total en